Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And here we are, midweek broadcast and the third week of the month. And, well, it's time to get back to basics here on the world economic situation, political, all of the issues that tie together the world in a one-world system, as it were, the forces of evil and illuminism versus the forces of righteousness. So we have back by popular demand tonight Mr. Robert Chapman of The International Forecaster. And good evening, Bob. How are you?
Be back again.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. And we survived another month in the new year, huh?
Yep.
I don't know how, but we have, by the grace of the Lord, I guess. And here we are now with, of course, the gas prices already reflected at the pump. The $100 barrel oil that, of course, is now beginning to raise its head. And, of course, the economic situation looking bleaker than ever. And not one of the presidential so-called top contenders dealing with these issues whatsoever, nor any of the media people asking important questions of them. Isn't that interesting, huh?
Well, you're absolutely right, and they're more interested in attacking one another to see who can get the top spot.
And, style over substance, not substance over style, isn't that something?
Exactly.
Huh?
And that charade will probably go on until the election, and one of the Illuminati four, they can control them all, except Ron Paul, who probably will be left out. They'll have one of their people there, and they'll, whoever they are, will do the same thing that George Bush has done.
Mm-hmm. Continuation of the same policies since Woodrow Wilson. You know, it's amazing.
That's right. The American people have no choice.
Absolutely.
And in this time, what they've done is so blatant that even the public realizes now that their country's been hijacked from them. And they don't know what to do about it. That's why programs like this are so important, because it makes people aware, and then they realize what's going on really about them.
Mm-hmm.
And the deterioration continues on all fronts. I wish there was a better story, but there's not. And those who don't believe that the deterioration is going on must be really blind or unable to grasp the fact that there are ulterior forces that are really running things from behind the scenes.
Yeah. Just the other day, you know, Mr. Bernanke of the Federal Reserve had a few interesting words, and he was apparently caught off guard by some of the things that he was beginning to say. I'm sure you've reflected some of that in your column as well.
Well, Mr. Bernanke is another figurehead. Unfortunately for him, he's not as quick and as glib as Sir Alan Greenspan was.
Yeah.
Who was the executor of the most recent program from 1987 onward. And this was a man who, in his own field, was quite unsuccessful.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed that in leading the Federal Reserve.
No doubt about it. All right, hey, we'll begin in 3 minutes after the break with questions for Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Okay, we're back now to begin with our program tonight on the situation worldwide, here in America particularly, with this being the year designated for presidential elections. And as you said, Bob, there really is absolutely no choice once again for President of the United States. And we see that John McCain, who was just about the very bottom of the barrel next to Rudy Giuliani, has proven that he is surrounding himself with the same group, you know, of people, from the neocons to the so-called traditional experts in the field of foreign policy. Henry Kissinger, of course, is one of the great experts, and some of the people that have advised Rudy Giuliani from the so-called neocon movement, of course, are right up there as well. So it's no wonder that McCain has continued his vitriol with regard to Iran, for instance, and with regard to this whole business of interventionism around the world. Of course, he's sort of backtracked a little bit, and with the with the blessing of George Herbert Walker Bush, has made the statement. He didn't really mean that we would be involved in a 100-year war, but that we would just provide a security blanket for those hot spots like we have for Europe and Asia for the last 50 or 60 years, which, of course, is ludicrous on its face, you know. I mean, it's absolutely absurd to see the fallout, the aftermath of World War II interventionism, and the rise of the Iron Curtain, all of those years provided by the United States, supported by the whole infrastructure of the World Bank, the IMF, and so forth. So, again, as you say, the only reason this charade could continue is really because the American people have never been exposed to the real truth from the propaganda media. That's it in a nutshell.
It's true, and it's the absence of truth as well.
Mm.
They don't even have to lie. They just don't have to tell you what's going on. And that's why we have alternative programming such as yours to bring to the public what is really going on out there. And in the case of the present administration, and probably a follow-on would be Mr. McCain, which would be George Bush on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as we reflect back, when Iraq started, we didn't know exactly what to believe. We now know that Iraq was a planned war of which there was no basis for. But what they've done just recently, the United States government and the British and the other European countries in mm-hmm. Kosovo, is going to begin World War III.
Mm-hmm.
That is just going to blow Europe wide open. And it is so obvious what they've done. You don't see any of it in the mainline media anywhere. Just that Kosovo should belong to the Albanian Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell us that it was a good idea that they have independence and they should be able to live there. No mention of the fact that that's been part of Serbia for 1,500 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to blow Europe wide open. I think what they want to do is two things here. One is to balkanize many countries, causing breakaway situations like Kosovo.
Yep, yep.
So that they can have a number of civil wars going at the same time.
Right.
And they have a long history of doing that. They, particularly the European powers, that goes back 700-800 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a cover for the financial collapse which they've caused, particularly in the United States, Canada, and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
That was designed in order to take the economies of those countries down so they could be more easily dealt with,
mm-hmm.
and so they would be forced to accept world government.
Yes.
And so you're going to see trouble not only in Kosovo, but you're going to see it in many other places where groups within countries try to break away from the general government there.
Well, and we're seeing it in Iraq, too, with the balkanization effort there and the tripartite movement, if you will, with the Kurdistan.
Well,
issue.
I wrote about that in 2002.
Yeah.
And I said
I
that was their goal, was to split it three ways.
Yes.
And
indeed,
divide and conquer.
Right,
and,
right.
They come in and pick up the pieces, and
of course
they also supply all the munitions, et cetera,
sure.
and make a lot of money and continue with even greater power.
No doubt about that, and that's that again looks like at any particular time, whenever they're ready to blow that cork, they can do that as well. I mean, from day to day, there's a new hot spot, there's a new trouble spot in the world, and of course now we're waiting for this spy satellite, to be supposedly ejected from the sky before it does damage supposedly George Bush once again providing security and comfort for the American public with the Pentagon proposal to shoot the heat-seeking missiles at the spy satellite that is up there falling to Earth. So that whole story stinks as well, Bob. Any comments on that?
Well, I think you're right. The Russians say it's a military mission,
yeah,
and it probably is. And the Russians, in the last 7 or 8 years, just about everything that they've had to say publicly, officially, from their government, whether from the Kremlin or from Mr. Putin, has been absolutely correct. And here we have a government that so many of us worked against, and now we find out that the real enemy is sitting in our own country. And Russia is, first of all, they have foreign exchange in gold of $481 billion as of last week, which is the third largest in the world. In relation to Kosovo, I guess the Europeans aren't thinking very clearly. They get 30% of their natural gas from Russia, and it's going to be pretty cold in the winter if they have a go-to loggerheads with Russia. And there's a lot of ramifications there that I don't know whether these people have thought them all through or not. One of the reasons for the move now in Kosovo,
mm-hmm,
is the discovery of oil in Albania, and there may be oil in Kosovo as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's like Johnny on the,
yep,
spot.
Oh, sure.
What's that?
I said, oh, sure. No,
yeah,
doubt about that. And the same true. And the same is true in, yeah, Africa as well, where Mr. Bush.
And then, you know, it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That we had ship's anchors destroy five cables in five different places.
Mm.
Anybody that would believe that story would have to be a cretin. it is so obvious who did it. I mean, it was either Israel or the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying, I think, to make a point with the Muslim countries that if you fool with us, we can do all kinds of things to you.
Yeah.
Well, that may be very well be true, but I think it was outrageously childish and foolish of them to do that, because that's something they should have saved for a time that they wanted to use it and be able to actually cripple internet communications in that region.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they make stupid mistakes, and that's one of them. And they're not infallible.
No, there's no doubt about it. And they overshoot, you know, their target, and that's one of the things that we're finding out in each and every passing day. You know, with the lies and deception of the New World Order, they're just incredible and amazing what they continue to reach out at. It's one thing after another, and there's no question, as you point out, with the Balkanization question here in Kosovo, that of course Bill Clinton really got us involved in, and we know that that was also part of a diversion as well from his woes, and now it continues. The Tweedledee and Tweedledum, there isn't a dime's worth of difference between them, as George Wallace, you know, used to say years ago. And on that, he was 100% right. Supposedly, you know, we bombed Serbia to stop the genocide in Kosovo, and then we found out that it was pure propaganda. The footage that we saw every night on our TV screens was all file footage over and over and over again. And again, we saw that with Saddam Hussein. We saw the Bob Zelniks of the world come out and talk about incubators and babies being taken off them and the emotional impact that had. So whenever they want to turn that button on, the media can turn that button on and have us hate a new enemy every day. It just goes from one part of the world to another. All right, Bob Chapman is our guest, theinternationalforecaster.com. Jump aboard now if you have questions or comments on anything. Bob can help answer those questions. 1-800-313-9443. And we will return with Rick Adams in just 3 minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, and we'll take some calls now in just a moment or so, but I do want to remind you about hempusa.org, all right? Well, of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on the planet Earth, no other single plant can compete or compare with the nutritional value of the powder, the seeds, and the oil that comes from the hemp plant. Now, at the hempusa.org website, they ship worldwide with free shipping to the United States and Canada. At hempusa.org, they want to educate our listeners here at RBN that edible hemp has nothing at all to do with the marijuana plant. And please be assured that that is the case. No THC, nothing at all. The powder itself, by the way, is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. This is the nutrient-dense food that can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and, of course, is priced affordably. HempUSA.org is a bulk ship starting with 5 pounds and up. That's what you have to start with, 5 pounds and up if you'd like, and that's the way to buy it. That's the cheapest way. so your body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrients and nutrition. And I can attest to that myself. The superfood will be on your greatest asset. So you try it today, store it today, and change your life today. Call 908-691-2608 or order direct from hempusa.org. Again, the number 908-691-2608. All right. And now we're back, and let's start our calls. 1-800-313-9443 for Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And we have Henry first in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hello. Yeah. Hello.
Yes, you're on the air, Henry.
Mr. Chapman, there is a gold stock, I think it's called Gammon Gold, that also went up, because I know you recommend different gold stocks, and you mentioned something about uranium, too, and steel.
Well, I know what Gammon Lake is, and...
Gammon Lake, that's what they're called, okay.
Yeah, it's another exploration company.
Okay, exploration type of stock, right. And when it comes to uranium, that's another thing you were saying, that if we... I hope we don't, but with what they're trying to do over there in Kosovo. Let me ask this. With the Kosovo, with the thing with... Why is it that Russia, you know... I agree with you 100% about the Rothschilds and them trying to mess with Russia. They've been sucking Russia dry for the past 100 years.
They've been doing it to us, too, the whole world.
Oh, yeah, yes, that's true. But the Khazars, whether you spell them K-H... A or CH, sometimes the word is...
Whatever, that's not important.
Yeah, right. They've been sucking Russia dry from 1900 on. And what I want to know is, in what way, why is it that Russia's mad about the thing with the Serbs and, with the Bosnian Muslims? In other words, what's wrong with Kosovo being, like, independent from Serbia? Why is that a problem, from their eyes?
First of all, they have been friends because they're both Slavic nations for over 1,000 years. They both share the Eastern Rite religion of Christianity, which binds them as well. Kosovo is loaded with natural resources.
Okay.
And as we just talked about them hitting oil in Albania nearby, and also I think that perhaps for the last 2 years at least, the Illuminati has been lining up Russia for another war. I think, you know, this is where it's all headed. I think that we're probably only months away from something really bad happening there.
Oh, I hope.
As you saw, they have these posts where they blocked entry to the new state of Kosovo, mm-hmm. and they were burned down yesterday.
Were burned down by who? They put posts that who couldn't come in?
Serbians burned them down.
Oh, the Serbia, okay.
You burned up UN vehicles and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And this will, in time, escalate.
Right. Adding fuel to a fire, making a fire, yeah. I know what you're saying.
Right.
Pouring gasoline on a fire.
Even if you know nothing about the region, you can certainly know that, judging by the reaction of George Bush and his immediate recognition of Kosovo and this government's orchestration of events with Russia, you know right off the bat it must be bad for the world scene when George Bush does something. So he did it, and here he is now, and he's been in Africa stirring up as much compassion and love as he possibly can. But, you know, the real reasons, once again, have to do with the oil and the gold and the mining and everything else, and that's why Darfur has been in the news, as well as some of the other regimes. Rwanda, the genocide is remembered, and so forth. So it's all part of the broader picture of the world being their little backyard and how we can stir things up, as Bob says. Thank you for the call.
Well, that was one of the questions I wanted to ask him. It had to do, why did Hitler have the Albanian Muslim SS division? That's what I'm wondering, because of there was a thing in World War II with this, too, with Serbia, and he had...
All right, we'll be back. We'll address that, and we'll move on to other calls. Stay tuned. Okay. Bob Chapman, my guest, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, I'm back now with Bob Chapman. Do we still have Henry on the line here?
Yes, I'm
okay,
here.
Henry, your question had to do with Hitler's relationship there to Albania. World War II.
Yeah, he had two SS divisions. They weren't full divisions. They were regimental strength. They weren't up to divisional strength. There was the Albanian Muslim and I think one other. But it was the...
The other was from Palestine.
Oh, the other was the Palestinian?
Mm-hmm.
What was it called, though? You know, I forgot the name. Give it quickly.
No.
You don't know. Okay. All right. I wanted to know, because, you know, there was a thing with what's his name, Schroeder, supporting... Germany, I think Germany had some thing that went into Belgrade around the time of Clinton. They had, there was something where the German military went in there. I mean, recently. So what is it, just using this against Russia? Why did Hitler do that? I maybe you can answer what he
right.
SS.
All right, let him address that.
I'll let him listen and I'll move on, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Did you have any comments on that, Bob?
No, I don't know what his thinking on it was. I think anybody who approved of his program and were willing to get involved, he accepted them. I would think that that would be a normal procedure for someone who was conducting a massive three-front war.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to our next call. That's Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie. You're on with Bob Chapman.
Oh, thank you, Rick, and good evening, Bob. I want to thank you as a subscriber for the past year and a half for your outstanding continued work with the International Forecaster. And last week in your midweek issue, you wrote, "The Illuminati and their market-manipulating cartel have gone past the point of no return and are about to get vaporized by the greatest financial catastrophe of all time due to their rampant deceit, fraud, and greed, which knows no bounds, and which are about to take them down into fiat money hell in the most satisfying example of poetic justice ever conceived. This is so good, you just can't make this stuff up." And then Saturday you wrote, "Taxpayers should ask Congress why they're bailing out borrowers, lenders, investment banks, bank and brokerage houses, who all committed fraud. There are urgent proposals before Congress and the neocons for a bailout of the banking, investment banking, and insurance industries. This would allow them to keep profits and lay off the losses on the public. There is more than $1 trillion in losses still to be accounted for. And yet, our leading presidential candidate, Mr. Obama, Senator Obama, is proposing not to go after the banking fraud, not to come up with a fix or to effect real change to solve our economic and financial woes, but he wants to stick us with another bill and give the UN global taxing authority over the U.S. And what I'm talking about is this Senate bill, Senate Bill 2433 that was heard by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and on their website, it was advertised to be voted on Thursday last week and was moved up to Friday. And it's going to generate an additional $65 billion or $845 billion in additional foreign aid to third world countries through the UN. And we know how corrupt the UN is, Bob, but where is all of this going to go? When, at what point will we have a total breakdown? We have a broken system of accountability. The mainstream media cannot focus on anything of substance. And thank you for your outstanding publications, but how much time do we have before the total collapse hits?
Well, that's a good question, and I really can't say because I don't know. But
well, you know,
I
today...
Do know.
The banks in Germany, the German state-owned banks, are on verge of collapse. That was reported. The English Northern Rock Bank is going to be taken over by the English government, and we have one bank failure upon another coming up.
But, well, all those things are correct, and during this process, we have the Fed and other central banks pumping money and credit into the system. And this is how they have been keeping the system alive for the last
mm-hmm.
7 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they will continue to do that until they can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they won't be able to do it anymore is, number one, we're into hyperinflation already. And number two, and it will get considerably worse because of the creation of money and credit. And number two, once the speculators and businesses stop borrowing the tremendous amount of money that's been made available, then we'll have to start. We will have the beginnings of deflation again, and they won't be able to stop it. And how long it will take for that to happen remains to be seen. But we do know that historically, these sorts of methods of solving such problems do not work and never have worked. And they're well aware of that, and that's why they're cranking up all these wars, because they want to shut everybody up and ship them off someplace to get them involved in killing somebody. And, of course, in the background, you have the people who supply the implements of war, which are multifold, and the tremendous profits involved in the power it engenders. And that's the way the whole thing is evolving. You're going to have many civil wars, and that's borne out by what we're going to see in Kosovo. That'll be the beginning. And then you'll have other places trying to mm-hmm. break off from countries that they're part of. And it's what they're planning on is a reversion to tribalism. And in Europe, there's a good example of it.
I think it's well said, Bob. And do you see, based on your sources of information, a possibility of another false flag event occurring within the U.S. if they cannot get enough civil wars going in the other countries? And we certainly don't have sufficient manpower in our army. And as you have reported in your international forecast, the quality of the recruit has been declining, and they have been put in harm's way, our soldiers in Iraq, and very troubling. But do you think there's a possibility for another false flag event in the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think there's a probability of
we'll have one if they need one, mm-hmm. and
what's your best guess, Bob? Do you think there will be another election cycle? Is that what the Illuminati want, an election cycle to get rid of
George? I really don't know. I think that they do want the election to go forward. I think they'll be happy to get rid of George Bush because he's so dumb. And they will replace him with another slightly smarter dummy
mm-hmm.
Who will do their bidding for them. And
in other words, they want this to continue.
Programs.
So basically, what you're saying, and Ernie, you can give me your view, and then we'll move on. But it looks right now, and that's fluid; it can change. That they would like to be able, for strategic purposes, to play this out beyond the election, and that right now, if anything happens, it may be a plan to do something overseas on American installations. I mean, war with Iran is still big on the Israeli map room. You know, it's big news. They definitely want to bring the United States into another war situation in the Middle East. But now you're pointing to Europe, and Europe has always been the hot spot, you know, from day one. So basically you're saying, if anything, we will probably go through this election and have a new puppet and new problems that will really magnify after the election. Is that what you think?
Yes, I do.
I tend to
agree.
It's not
that any of the others will slow down. They'll be speeded up as well.
Ernie, what do you think?
Well, I think we have some serious problems here, despite the president's trip to Africa and all the... The media is jumping from one spot to another. Lou Dobbs on the mm-hmm. Texas, the NAFTA superhighway system, and reporting on that. That's a front. And then in the State of the Union, there's to be a North American leadership meeting in April on this North American Union in New Orleans. We've got that going on. And in the election process, we have a total breakdown with electronic fraud. It was reported in New York, New Jersey, mm-hmm. all kinds of problems. And we know from New Hampshire the mess that was created.
Of course, yeah. All right.
So
okay. So that's your view, is it's going to continue this way?
No. What I'm trying to say here is we have a breakdown and a lack of confidence by the American people in our government, and they're losing control. And Bob is
so
right.
So a false flag is possible.
It is possible, but more importantly, they have lost total control, and they're in a panic mode, and I think Bob is seized on that. He understands. They don't know what they're doing. They've lost control. And we've got chaos. Anything could happen. We're in a very unstable situation here, which could lead to a world war.
And more than that, the exposure of what they're doing, this is what they're absolutely terrified of, that what they've been doing from behind the scenes for so many years
mm-hmm.
will be exposed, and then there'll be trials and hangings,
yeah.
And they don't like the idea of getting hung.
I wouldn't either.
And that is a good part of it, because they have lost control, and I is saying to themselves and to one another, how do we get out of this?
Well, they're pretty good at controlling things. I mean, when they break the eggs, they make an omelet, you know. So at the end of that chaos, maybe a new one-world system that will bring hope to the world after they've created war and destruction. You know, that man of sin, the beast, the lawless one. That's what I think may be in the offing. Well, thank you, Ernie, for raising all these great questions, as always.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, we've got to squeeze in some more calls here for Bob Chapman. But, Bob, quickly, before we take Doug, you referred to it on the program now, but in your report this past week, you did make extensive reference to the fact that M2 and M3 have been vastly expanded by the Fed. And for those who don't know what M2 and M3 are, maybe you can briefly, refresh us on the expansion of credit and the expansion of the Federal Reserve notes.
Well, M3, which is no longer published and hasn't been for a couple of years, is a combination of money and credit. That's the simplest way to put it.
Right.
And without going into the details.
And I understand.
That's increasing at about a rate of 16%. What is normal would be 4 to 6% a large growing economy.
Mm-hmm.
And the other 18 of the other large central banks are doing the same thing, not to quite that extent, nor have they been increasing to that extent over the last 4 years like the U.S. Federal Reserve has,
mm-hmm.
but their rates, generally speaking, are running around 12%, and that would include the European Central Bank and today the Bank of America, Bank of England, came out with their figures, which is 11.7, I believe, and so they're continuing to pump it in, and this is a coordinated worldwide effort to create liquidity in order to save the system from failure.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how it's being done. Everybody watches interest rates because they think that's going to help. And it does to some extent. But
here's the bad news is the effect of all of this. How many months down the road before you see a new wave of inflationary price spiral? And I see that.
Well, we're having it right now, but you don't know about it. You see it at the store.
But we haven't seen anything yet.
The government doesn't talk about it.
Right. But I mean, with this new round of expansion, you're going to see much more of that, aren't you?
Oh, quite a bit. I mean, the figures for last month came out, annualized at 4.3%, and that did not include the increases in energy.
None of that.
That has taken place over the last 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if they can forestall this effect, I'm saying, you know, they're looking at, 6 to 8 months usually for the effect to take full effect of the new round.
That's a good estimate.
Yeah. So
but
you're talking
in the system for a year to a year and a half.
Right,
so
right.
We know that there's going to be hyperinflation at least for the next 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when people say to me, well, when is this all going to come unglued?
Mm.
The answer is I don't know.
No. It's
because we just can't
difficult.
Pick the day of the event or
exactly.
even get close.
Exactly.
And then there's the untoward things that happen. You know, this whole scandal about the credit crisis was caused by one woman who was a banking analyst for Oppenheimer in New York, and she said that Citibank's assets are not what they pretend for them to be because there's really no market for their CDOs, which are collateralized debt obligations, which are bonds that contain mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
And that started the ball rolling. And,
yeah.
and something like that similar, an untoward event, could happen.
Sure.
Nobody expected that to happen, especially the bankers. It just blew their whole charade sky high.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, let's squeeze in Doug now in this segment. Hello, Doug in Texas.
Well, hello, Bob and Rick. I respect you gentlemen's opinion immensely, and I'm in a quandary since we have such a group of like three super patriotic Americans that are going to take care of the health care problems and the, the foreclosure problems, this, that, and other. I'm not, you know, I figure they're all equally, would be equally beneficial to this country. And then my second, you know, after that, since it's about a draw in that, then trying to decide, you know, then I have to go to our favorite ally, the our indispensable ally, the Antichrist, Jewish supremacist, apartheid state of Israel. Who do you gentlemen think would be preferable to them?
What do you mean, who do we think would be preferable?
To Israel. I mean, you know, Israel, they since it's a tie as far as the United States goes, I mean, who would be most beneficial to our great ally?
Well, that would be...
probably McCain.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, either way, they can't lose, because when you own all the horses in the race, you win, don't you?
The only thing I think is that, you know, they all have dossiers the size of the Houston telephone book, and, you know, for murder and various things. McCain, his father-in-law, criminals there, but
yeah.
Obama's a little younger. His dossier might just be the size of the Dallas phone.
Yeah, it's an interesting choice, huh? All right, thank you very much, Doug, for raising that specter. We'll be back with Bob Chapman of TheInternationalForecaster.com. We'll try to squeeze in a couple of more calls. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
back now to reach the final 5 minutes of the program. Bob, before we take the next caller or two, what is the way for new listeners to subscribe to the International Forecaster once again?
They can go to our site on the Internet, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. theinternationalforecaster.com. If they would like to call toll-free, they can also get a copy of either the email or the hard copy version, and they can do that on the site as well. And that phone number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Excellent. Okay, let's take Jeff in Vermont. Hello, Jeff. Got a quick question for Bob Chapman.
I do. Bob Chapman and Rick. I don't know if you guys saw the lunar eclipse tonight, but it was.
No,
awesome.
I didn't. I was inside.
It was awesome. But my question to you guys to Bob is I've never heard definitive answers to these questions, and I guess some people don't know. But where is the gold in Fort Knox? My first question. My second question is with the Federal Reserve Bank, is there a way that you can find out how much monetary value they're worth, or how much money they make in a year?
Okay, let's limit it to those two questions. Bob,
okay.
You got a response? First off, the gold in Fort Knox.
We have subscribers who have worked in Fort Knox, and they say that there's no gold there. That doesn't mean that the U.S. doesn't have any. It's just that if they do have gold, that it's being held elsewhere. Secondly, they haven't had an audit since 1954, and Congress refuses to have an audit. Mm-hmm. The different times it's been brought up in legislation by Ron Paul. As far as what the Federal Reserve does, it's pretty much an open book. They are allowed to retain so much money each year, and the rest of it goes to the U.S. Treasury if they make money, and which they usually do. The amount of money that they have at their disposal is about $500 billion. And they have the right under the fractional banking system to create as much money and credit as they see fit to. Banks within their system and banks outside the Federal Reserve System, although they work with them, they have usually a limit of lending $8 for everyone they have on deposit. That's a rule of thumb. Sometimes it gets higher than that, up to 10 times.
All right. Hey, thank you for the call, Jeff.
That's how the Federal Reserve works. It's a private organization.
Two good questions. And Mike in New York, you'll have the last question.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Bob.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi, Bob. It's great to hear you on this late at night.
Thanks.
Regarding Kosovo, they basically put a 2-bit punk in charge of a powder keg. And as you point out, Bob, this is a recipe for complete disaster. I think it should be noted that the Albanian mafia makes the Italians look like reclining wallflowers. We can expect Europe to be overrun with drugs, prostitution, and extortion. You name it.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's what Mr. Tracy is all about, and he's their president.
Yeah.
And he's been involved in that ever since he was a teenager.
Hey, Mike, we're just about out of time.
Has the cabal lost control of gold, Bob?
Have they lost
control? Oh, yes, I think they have.
Okay.
They can affect it from time to time, but the game's over. It's going up.
Oh, it is. It's already up. Hey, thank you, Mike, and thank you, Bob Chapman, for a great show again. We'll talk to you third week next month, Lord willing.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bob, good night. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, another great show. Listen in. Rick Adams. Good night, everyone.